On the latest episode of Real Health with me, Carl Henry, I'm delighted to be joined by Dr. Ava Orsmond, chatting all things life lessons.
People often say to me when they come to my clinics, and now especially when they come to the hotel, they are like, you know, Ava, you are not the persona you the TV have, you know, made you to be. And actually, sometimes I'm thinking, my God, that's terribly sad that there is that negative. There's some people who absolutely don't like me because what they saw on television.
As ever, it's available on all podcast platforms.
Remember, you can stay up to date on the latest news with the Irish Independent WhatsApp channel.
The winners of the World Rugby Men and Women's 15s Player of the Year are Josh van der Fleer and Ruhe Abdamant.
Managed to turn it over.
Oh, Josh van der Fleer, brilliant from him.
Gives it hard. Van der Fleer!
Hello and welcome to a special episode of The Left Wing in Monaco with me, Sinead Kassan. Well, I'm here for the glamorous World Rugby Awards, and Josh van der Fleer has just been announced as the Men's 15s Player of the Year, and the man himself is here with me. Josh, many congratulations. You're just the third Irish winner ever of this award. What does it feel like to win it?
Feeling very thankful, I guess, and honoured in many ways, but especially feeling a lot of gratitude for... I guess just being in this position, I mean, being at the awards here with all the greats of the game kind of sitting beside you and walking around saying hello, and it's pretty crazy feeling, really. But and even to be nominated to be here alongside Lucanio, Antoine Dupont and Johnny Sexton, I mean, some of the greats of the game, is obviously incredible. But definitely it's a nice moment to think back on a year where Ireland's had a lot of success as a team, and it's been great to be a part of that. And I think I was looking at the highlights reel they showed for my nomination during the awards, and all of the tries and highlights were all someone else doing something great and just giving me the ball to go over the line or a great maul try, and I'm just on the end of it. So it's a special moment for sure, though.
You've had such an incredible year. What would you say was the trigger that brought your performances to another level?
It's hard to know, really. I suppose maybe 2 years ago or so, I wasn't getting picked for some games in Leinster. Will Connors was playing brilliantly, and unfortunately he was injured during that year, and he's kind of struggled a bit. So hopefully he'll be back playing soon, but... that definitely drove me on, knowing that when he was fit, he was likely to be starting ahead of me. So I knew I had to kind of up my game in some way. And if you ask my wife, she'd say it was because we got married last year or during the year. So one of the two of those, I'd say.
Yeah, of course. And many congratulations for that. Who would you or what would you say has been your greatest influence?
I'd have to go back to my dad overall. He put a rugby ball in my cot when I was a baby, which is a good start. He used to teach us how to tackle when we were maybe two or three, which is probably not recommended, and he doesn't really miss a game. He's at everything. My mum as well, incredibly supportive, feeding myself and my brother can't have been easy. So I'd say my parents overall. Obviously, maybe the last couple of years, you obviously look at coaches, like Stuart Lancaster, Leo Cullen, Paul O'Connell, John Fogarty, Andy Farrell, these kind of guys who've, Hugh Hogan as well, did a lot of skill work with him. Like, there's people who've had a huge influence on me the last couple of years, but I think overall, I'd have to say my parents, just because the support that they've given me, it's been incredible, so...
Any particular, during the past year, any particular standout moment for you?
Apart from getting married, which I'd have to have as my top one, I think winning the tour in New Zealand was pretty special. It's probably a moment a bit like this, didn't really seem real.
You seem quite shocked, Josh.
I am a bit shocked, to be honest, yeah. Even though, I knew I was nominated and everything, but he kind of... had the game yesterday against Australia and kind of fully focused on that, and And then, so as this comes along, and even just being around some of the greats of the game, walking around past you and saying hello, it's kind of, I suppose that probably sound like a bit of a rugby fan child, but it's probably the truth.
Looking ahead to next year, what are the hopes? What are the aims?
Well, I guess as a team, with Leinster anyway, hopefully get a couple of trophies, and with Ireland, keep pushing on, and obviously the Six Nations, and then the World Cup on the horizon. That's obviously the goal, is to, obviously everyone wants to win that, any Irish fan, you want to be winning those competitions. And then individually, I guess, just trying to improve again. As I was saying, seeing some of the greats of the game here at the awards, it really motivates you to try and be the best, not for like a season maybe, but try and keep it going for 10 seasons like they did. It's definitely, you want to be like those lads who have given so much to the game.
Yeah, and just finally, you know, we had pretty good entertainment in there tonight with Duke. They were quite good, weren't they? Are you the kind of guy to kind of let loose now after winning such a prestigious award? How will you enjoy the rest of the night?
Not sure, really. I normally celebrate with a game of golf or something and a nice dinner. Normally food related. I might have a drink or two to celebrate, but a nice glass of wine maybe. But yeah, definitely some food. Food is my little prize to myself.
Okay, well, go and enjoy it. And congratulations again on this amazing award and an incredible year. Thank you, Josh.
Thanks so much. Cheers.
The winner of the Men's Sevens Player of the Year 2022 is Terry Kennedy.
Oh, Kennedy's there!
He's a little wizard, is Kennedy. He's got magic feet as well.
Well, I'm joined now by Terry Kennedy, Men's Sevens Player of the Year, the first ever Irish winner of the award. How does that feel?
Yeah, no, I'm absolutely delighted. I suppose it was a great year for the team, and thrilled to play my part and I suppose get some recognition here. But yeah, no, I'm absolutely thrilled with it.
Did you have any inkling that this is coming?
No, not at all. No, that's what people asked me there. No, that was the first I heard of it. So shocked me as much as everyone else.
And tell us about your form. Like, where did that come from, particularly this year?
Yeah, I suppose we've been playing as a squad together for the last few years. We eventually qualified for the Olympics last year, which was incredible. And we probably underperformed out there then with a quick turnaround. And then we lost a few lads to retirement. But with a young squad coming through and a few old boys as well. And yeah, I suppose we had a really good year this year. And I was lucky enough to play a decent part in that, but yeah, some of the lads around me, like, I mean, some of the grunt work that they put in on the pitch, and then I get on the end of a few tries. So no, delighted. It was a real team effort this year, and I think culminating with that third place finish in the World Cup.
Yeah, and you had a few special moments in that World Cup to get that bronze medal as well.
Yeah, we had that game against Australia for third place, and I mean, I don't think we played particularly well in it, and I don't think I played actually that well in it, apart from maybe the last couple of minutes where thankfully got a couple of plays where we resulted in a couple of tries. And I mean, that was incredible, because we'd been building for so long, and to do something like that on such a big stage in South Africa was so good.
Ruby Tui, Women's 15s Breakthrough Player of the Year. Congratulations, how does that sound? You're laughing here.
I am, thank you so much. It's good cracking it. Like, I genuinely want to know, like, what the record is for the oldest person to win this award, because, like, obviously a huge honour, but I just think that's hilarious. As like, there obviously isn't an age cap on this award. No, but I do real quick want to shout out to my teammate Maya Rose. I think she's had the most incredible year. Her attack and her defence coming in is basically an unknown lock, and asserting herself as a starting lock in the Black Friends. You know, that's pretty cool as, I guess, like an experienced player to see the young'un step up like that. So, you know, anyone could have won this award.
What has last week been like since you won the World Cup?
It's been grand. It's been amazing. It's been a whirlwind. It's been a buzz. I think we're all constantly just pinching ourselves. We're all fighting over the World Cup, you know, who's going to take you home.
Have you got it home yet?
Not yet, but I'm working on it. I really want to take it, like, you know, way back home. But it's just, I think maybe perhaps younger Ruby would have not sat in this moment and just kind of carried on training. but I feel really lucky to be at a space in my life where I can be like, you know what, Rubes? That was actually unreal. Like, the country came out in force. England were amazing. France were amazing. Honestly, anyone could have won those games. Like, it was just such a cool tournament. I'm enjoying the moment. I'm celebrating the moment, and it feels really good.
We all enjoyed your post-match interview. I mean, it went flipping viral. It was incredible. Do you think it is so important for a player just to be themselves and let the world know?
Honestly, the game is getting so much more professional, and it's at a racing speed. So, you know, constantly just touching base with yourself, who you are authentically, I think is super important. And honestly, I don't even know where that comes from. It just comes out, you know, just in a moment. There's nothing like doing your haka in front of your country, you know? I don't know, I guess like doing the Gaelic dancing in front of the Irish, I'm unsure. But it was just such a spectacular evening. And the crowd, I've never seen it. The game was over for a while. Not a single person left the stadium. Those little things, I don't know if anyone saw that on TV, but it means so much. It means we're doing something different and we're doing something that people want to be around. And as a women's rugby player who, when I started my career, I could have counted on two hands how many people were in the crowd, to selling out Eden Park, to having the people stay long after we finished the game, to having them sing along and understand the absolute joy that we're feeling. Inexplicable, incredible, insane. I will never forget it.
So there's some of the winners from the World Rugby Awards. Now, I also caught up with a few from the Ireland men's and women's teams who were also nominated. Well, I'm joined here by Ireland captain Johnny Sexton before the awards tonight. Johnny, what's it like to be back here? You've got your voice this time.
I do, yeah. Didn't have any celebration last night. I was in my room very early with a sore calf, so... Yeah, the greatest point, and obviously to miss yesterday, so it's coming here with a little bit bittersweet, if you know what I mean.
So it was during your kicking practice, is that right, when you felt the calf, was it?
Yeah, I had maybe something small in the captain's run where I just felt tightened up a little bit, but I worked with the physios Friday night and cleared it, and I felt great going out into the pitch on Saturday. And then I just stepped awkwardly going back for a high ball, and I just felt something and tried to run it off, but I couldn't. And you know, hopefully I won't be out for too long, but it's I think if I played, it would have made it a lot longer. So yeah, it was good to miss it.
Yeah, of course. And Jack Crowley actually wore your number 10 jersey.
I know.
What was that like?
I said, I don't know what you're going to do with that, Jack, but he said he'll keep it. It's a good story. You know, he can put it up on his wall or something, and it'll be a great story to tell in years to come. So, you know, he did well to come in at short notice, then Ross to come in at the end, and they had such a big kick, and a very difficult kick was great for both of them.
How would you look back on the November series now, Johnny? Three wins.
Yeah, three wins. Performance levels probably not at the level that we would have liked, but you know, international rugby is about results, and I suppose when you're number one in the world, or you're ranked number one in the world, we're not saying we are, but that's what our ranking is. Teams want to come and you know, disrupt you and mess you up, and teams have done that, South Africa and Australia and Fiji, and we cope well with it at times, but other times we need to be better.
How much do you want this team to frank the progression it's made with the Six Nations title or a Grand Slam next year?
Yeah, I think it's important, you know, that we go and achieve something before. You know, we can't go to a World Cup having, you know, obviously we have the series in New Zealand, we've got a triple crown, but to go and win something, you know, sort of a traditional trophy like a championship or a Grand Slam would be what we're aiming for. You know, we have to, and I think that will put us in good stead to prove that we've done, you know, everything that we can going into a World Cup.
Well, I'm joined now by the Ireland head coach Andy Farrell before the awards. Andy, have you been here before?
I haven't. I've been to Monaco before, but I haven't been to these awards, so very fancy.
Yeah, what does it mean to be nominated?
Well, it's a reflection of the group. I mean, you would expect me to say that, but that's the honest truth, isn't it? Like, you know, so I don't just think it's a reflection of the playing group. It's a reflection of the whole staff and everyone that that pulls together to get us to where we are. So I suppose it's nice to be represented the group. So yeah, pleased to be here.
So a day after a clean sweep and the win over Australia, how do you look back over that window now, Andy?
Oh, I think it's great because of all sorts of different reasons, really. The different types of games that we played, the different challenges that we had, you know, injuries, illness, all that type of stuff. You know, he's good for character building, isn't it? And, you know, it's also good that we were able to win and not quite be at our best because you prove to yourself that there's plenty to do, you know? And that's plenty to do and doing okay, you know, is a good place to be.
Yeah, is that the most pleasing part? Because he had a lot of late changes as well. Obviously, Jack Crowley coming in late yesterday as well.
Yeah, and, you know, you can see what we've been trying to do over the last period of time regarding the Murrays and emerging Ireland and trying to make it a little bit different, a little bit difficult at times for ourselves, you know, certainly as coaches and players, different schedules, etc. So it's good that these things happen, you know. I mean, I was absolutely gutted for Johnny pulling out in the warm-up, but at the same time, it's exciting to see how we deal with that as a group, you know. So all these type of scenarios are going to be good for us down the track.
Just a quick word on your son, Owen. How proud must you have been for him to win his 100th cap for England? And then, of course, the manner of the game as well. Did you see it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I couldn't be there. But, yeah, unbelievably proud. I suppose for anyone that's trying to get to any type of milestone, to get there and get it done, you know, speaking to him, it would have been a long enough week, you know, but you just want to get out there and play and, you know, all the different emotions that go with that. Once you cross that line, you're doing the job that you've done plenty of times. And, you know, I was in the hotel before we had a meeting to leave to the game, and I was watching the first 20 minutes, that's all, and it weren't going too great, and I couldn't believe the scoreline in the end, so I haven't actually seen it yet, so I look forward to that.
And just finally, Andy, how much more do you think is to come from this Ireland team going into a really big year next year?
Well, there's plenty, because the competition for places is exactly where it should be, so it's up to everyone now to show each other how much it means to them, you know, how keen they are to keep staying involved and keep pushing us forward as a group.
Well, I'm joined now by Amy Lee Murphy-Crowe and Linda Njunga. Linda, you're nominated for Try of the Year, and Amy Lee, you're nominated for Women's Sevens Player of the Year. What does it mean to be nominated?
Yeah, it's a huge honour. When I was told, I was just absolutely shell-shocked for days. I just couldn't believe it that I was one of four other players to be nominated in the world as one of the best, and I just think it's such a privilege and an honour to be recognised.
And Linda, that try absolutely deserves to be nominated.
Oh, I'm really, really like honoured to be here. Especially, I feel like I finished the work, but it's not really my try, it's the whole team try. So I'm here on behalf of the whole team, because that try is just not for me, it's for them too, because everybody tossed the ball in that try, and Sam Monaghan offload, like,
that's incredible.
Incredible. Like, unbelievable. So I was just in the right place at the right time to get that offload. Like, somebody had to be there, and to be honest, like I say, it's definitely not, this nomination is not for me, but for all of them.
Well, I'm joined here now by Mac Hansen and Dan Sheehan. Mac, to you first, what was it like playing against Australia yesterday?
It was a couple of mixed emotions, but it was just good, you know. It was good to see a lot of old friends and stuff like that, and it was even better to get the win over them, so have a bit of bragging rights.
Yeah. Dan, both of you nominated for Breakthrough Player of the Year. What does that mean to you?
You know, I think it's a recognition of the squad's effort over the year. You know, there's a lot of people here that have been nominated, coaching staff, then also Player of the Year as well. So, you know, I think it's brilliant that we get recognised, but I don't think we'll be too pushed now for who wins it.
And come here, at these events, do you let your hair down? For you, actually matter? What way do you celebrate it?
I'm just looking to enjoy the night. It'll be good. I think it'll be a bit of fun.
We'll pace ourselves. We'll see how the night goes. We won't be the first to blow up.
And just a quick one on next year. Do you feel this team needs to frank the progress you've made with a title next season?
Yeah, I think you know, being world number one at the moment means very little. It's all about, you know, how the season goes from here on, and then obviously into the World Cup. So it's important that we don't get too far ahead of ourselves and make sure that we keep it ticking.
I think Dan nailed it. Yeah, everything he said, I was hoping to say. So well done to you, Dan.
Okay. Enjoy the night, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Bye bye.
Well, that is it from me in the very fancy Salle des Étoiles in Monte Carlo. Congratulations to Ireland's two award winners, Josh van der Fleer and Terry Kennedy. I'm going off to enjoy the rest of the entertainment here. Will and Luke will be here to review the November series later this week. Bye for now.